episode of the Wizards Group Chat. My name is Chase Carroll. I'm going to be doing a solo pod as my co-host Ryan Oliver couldn't join me for this one, but just wanted to get a quick update pod, just discussing what happened last night. There was big changes happening to the Wizards deal that happened yesterday. There was a three-team deal in place with the Celtics and Clippers, sending Kristaps Porzingis to the Celtics, Malcolm Brogdon to the Clippers, Marcus Morris, Amir Coffey, Danilo Gallinari, and pick 30 to the Wizards. That had been in place and unfortunately fell apart late into the night last night. The Wizards had to shift focus and find a new destination for Kristaps Porzingis, or really the same destination for Kristaps Porzingis, sending him to Boston still in a new three-team deal with the Memphis Grizzlies. Michael Winger, Will Dawkins had to shift focus real quick and get something done, and they were able to do that, luckily, instead of letting Kristaps Porzingis walk away for nothing. So definitely going to talk about that. What a crazy night that really was last night for Wizards fans. And Celtics fans, they're going to be happy with this deal. As a Wizards fan, I think we should be as well, but not as happy as the Celtics are going to be. They really made bank off of the Memphis Grizzlies last night. So I'm definitely going to get into all that here coming up. So Ryan and I discussed yesterday on the pod that is already outdated, really less than 24 hours after it happened. That trade fell through after the Clippers, they did not feel comfortable with Malcolm Brogdon's medicals, and probably for good reason. He does have a very large injury history. So they backed out, pretty much last minute and forced the Wizards to have to shift into hyper mode. And they were able to find a good trade partner, at least for them and for the Celtics, in the Memphis Grizzlies. The new trade is Tyus Jones, Mike Muscala, Danilo Gallinari, and pick 35 to the Wizards. Kristaps Porzingis, the Grizzlies' 2023-2024 first-round picks, and the Grizzlies get Marcus Smart. So the Grizzlies really get fleeced here. I don't understand what they're doing. Obviously, they wanted a veteran in that locker room. I think they have a lot of young guys, and Ja Morant has been in the news for a lot of different things recently. Maybe they wanted a good veteran presence in there to straighten things out a little bit, but they seemed very desperate in this deal for whatever reason, getting off their first round picks. The Celtics fleeced them. But at the end of the day, the Wizards, they get Tyus Jones, Mike Muscala, Danilo Gallinari. All three of them are on the last year of their deals, and they get pick 35. So they are still in this draft with a fourth pick, which I'm happy about personally. If you look at the trade that we made earlier yesterday, Marcus Morris, Amir Coffey, and pick 30, I'm personally taking Tyus Jones, Mike Muscala, pick 35 over that. And that's because Tyus Jones, to me, is a much better player than Marcus Morris. He is just 27 years old, 1 year, $14 million. But in 22 games last year as a starter in Ja Morant's absence, Tyus Jones averaged 16.4 points, 8.1 assists, and 4.0 rebounds. And I do know we like to talk about this with Monte Morris, his assist-to-turnover ratio, but Tyus Jones also really high up there, I believe second in the league this year in assist-to-turnover ratio. So he takes care of the ball, but I'm not too worried about him being here long term. I don't think that's a play. I think he is somebody who could be flipped at the deadline. $14 million is a relatively good contract for a guy of Tyus Jones' caliber. So you could play him up and ship him off at the deadline as an asset. Whereas Marcus Morris, who was in the deal previously making 1 year $17 million, he was not really going to be a flippable asset, in my opinion. Older, coming off a really bad season. I just didn't see him as an asset moving forward. Whereas Tyus Jones, he is an asset, and we only move back five spots in order to get a guy like that as opposed to Marcus Morris. So I'm happy with the deal, but I'm not going to be as happy as obviously the Celtics fans are going to be about this. They get the best player in the deal, Kristaps Porzingis, who at midnight had a deadline to decide whether he was going to opt into his last year of his deal, $36 million. There's going to be a lot of debate whether the Wizards rushed this. because he may not have gotten that $36 million, probably not likely to have gotten that $36 million on that open market. But yeah, the Wizards didn't want to play games with this, and I don't blame them. The draft coming up tonight, so why play that game? I'm really not worried about what they got here. I do like what we were able to grab for Kristaps Porzingis, but the Celtics, they get the Grizzlies 2023 and 2024 first round picks. So Brad Stevens is looking like an absolute genius in this deal, and rightly so. He was able to steal everything from the Grizzlies just for Marcus Smart. So good on the Celtics. I'm not gonna hate what they're doing over there just because we're not the ones doing the fleecing. Obviously, I would have liked to get more in this deal, but we didn't have any leverage here. Let's be honest about it. Kristaps Porzingis could have easily walked away for nothing, and we're able to get pick 35, Tyus Jones, who is a flippable asset to me, Danilo Gallinari, possibly a flippable asset, making $6 million this upcoming season. He's been a very good veteran presence in the league, coming off a knee injury, so we'll see how he performs. But in the past, he's been a veteran that has helped teams, and he could be a flippable asset as well. Mike Muscala, 1 year, about $3 million. I'm not a big Mike Muscala fan. I don't think he has a long-term play here either. But maybe he's a flippable asset as well. I would probably just cut him right off though. But the Grizzlies, they just get Marcus Smart out of this deal. Great defender, great player, great veteran presence. Obviously, he's going to be loved in that locker room, and they need a guy like that. But man, they got fleeced out of this deal. And I'm happy the Wizards aren't the ones getting fleeced, in my opinion. They didn't do the fleecing, but they're not the ones getting fleeced here. I think they ended up with a better deal later on in that night than they did yesterday with Marcus Morris and pick 30. So overall, I'm happy that Michael Winger and Will Dawkins were able to shift focus. They were able to get something done before the so-called deadline of midnight. And for that, I'm going to give them praise. It's definitely not shared with the entire Wizards fan base here. I'd say it's probably a 60-40 split. Happy with what Winger was able to do last night. And personally, I'm on that 60% side. I'm happy with what he was able to do because, like I said before, I don't think Kristaps was really posturing there. I don't think he wanted to play games, and I think he would have walked away for nothing and gone somewhere that would have offered him the best deal that he could. So overall, I think there's two teams that should be happy with this deal, and maybe Marcus Smart's the one to bring the Grizzlies over the top as well. So maybe everybody will be happy at the end of the day, but the Grizzlies are the ones getting fleeced here, not the Wizards. So I'm happy, man. I'm not going to be too upset with what happened last night. But it's definitely not shared by everybody. So that brings us to a little bit of a log jam there at the point guard position. Four guys all in the last year of their contract: Chris Paul, Monte Morris, Delon Wright, and now Tyus Jones. So conceivably something else is going to happen today or tonight with at least one, two, or even three of these guys. Probably not going to be in a Wizards uniform beyond tonight. Personally, I would love to get off of Monte Morris, see if you can get something out of him. He's probably my least favorite of all the point guards here. Get whatever you can for him. I think Delon Wright is a true asset to a real contender. He's a great defender, one of the best guard defenders in the league. I will miss him greatly because of the year he had this year with in Washington. But that's an asset. We'll see if we're able to get anything now that we have four guys in the building. They kind of know that we're not going to keep all of them. So whoever's sending us the best deal, come on over. We're going to give you one of these point guards, Chris Paul. We'll see if maybe we can reroute him to the Clippers. They did back out of the deal with Malcolm Brogdon, but we'll see if maybe they want to get back involved with Chris Paul. There had been lots of reports that they were interested in him previously before this deal went down. So maybe we're able to get back into talks with them. The Warriors had been rumored as a destination for Chris Paul for whatever reason as well, before this deal went down. So the Wizards have options with Chris Paul. I don't think he will be in a Wizards uniform beyond this year, just looking at this roster, it doesn't make sense to me to have Chris Paul here long term. Maybe you keep him around and he helps mentor the young guys moving forward, and then deal him at the deadline. But to me, I'm ready to just get off of him and get what we can. It's not going to be a great return as we've had here with Bradley Beal and Kristaps Porzingis. We got to limit our expectations on what we're going to get for these kind of guys. We don't have the leverage, and these teams do know that. But I'm ready to hit the reset button and get into this rebuild at any cost, really. We're not giving up anything to start this rebuild. Kristaps Porzingis, great player, and I wish him the best moving forward in Boston. I think he makes them a title contender, but he wasn't coming back here. I had mentioned previously maybe it made sense to bring him back as a guy that you can go through a rebuild with, but ideally that wasn't the route that we would take. I wanted to hit the full reset button, and that is what Winger and Dawkins and Schlenk and crew were able to do. That's the right choice in my opinion. Hit the reset button, and they have full cap flexibility moving forward. Nothing but cap space to work with in 2024. They really only have Daniel Gafford under contract for $13.3 million. Corey Kispert and Johnny Davis will have team options for just over $5 million each. And in the previous deal, they would have had Amir Coffey with another $3 million on the books. He's now off the books. They really only have those three guys on the books for 2024, so they have nothing but cap space to work with. And Michael Winger has been known in the league as a cap flexibility expert. He has nothing but cap space to work with next year and beyond. So I'm excited to see where the Wizards go with this. They're going to have four picks still in this draft. Right now, they have pick 8, pick 35, pick 42, and pick 57 in tonight's draft. I would love to see them maybe take 35 and 57 and move up, or 35 and 42 and move up into the 20s, if that's a possibility. But there's going to be a lot of different things that they can do tonight with these four picks. Once that first deal went down, I was very nervous. I'll be honest. I thought Kristaps might walk away for nothing and we weren't going to get that extra pick in tonight's draft. I want as many swings at it as we can get. So the fact that Michael Winger, Will Dawkins were able to shift focus last night and get, in my opinion, a good deal for a guy that we had no leverage with, really is a good thing in my opinion. So four picks in tonight's draft. I'm very excited to see where they go with these picks. So that's going to be all for me today with the Wizards group chat. Please like, subscribe, 5-star ratings on whatever platform you're listening to, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Podcasts, wherever you're listening. It is very appreciated. Hope to have Ryan Oliver back on our next podcast. I think we should probably have one tomorrow if we could, recapping tonight's NBA draft, see what we get in the lottery tonight, and hopefully some good selections there in the second round to work with. So we'll be back hopefully tomorrow. Thank you for joining in.